Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Praise the Lord. Are you glad in it?
Yes.
Are you glad in it?
Yes.
The Bible says it's only the living. It's only the living that can praise God. You are part of the living. You can clap hands that you are part of the living. And say, thank you, I am part of the living. Clap hands to God. Say, Lord, thank you. I am part of the living. You are part of the living because God has great plans for you. He's not finished with you. There are people who went to bed last night who are no more. Some, as I speak, are transitioning to glory, some to elsewhere. So you, God has specifically chosen you, spared you, and allowed you to come and worship him. Believe you me, even this morning, people are worshiping different things right now. Different things in different parts. Not of the world, of fish ponds here where you are. So you are privileged that God has allowed you to worship the only true God, the only wise God. And I want to thank God. This morning, I do consider it a great privilege and a great honor to come to my brother. This man is my brother. And I am so grateful to come here. And people there at church were trying to grab me. That's why I had forgotten my Bible in my notes. They were saying, you've been away the whole of April. The whole of April, I've not been in our branch. I just came back from the USA this week. And so they thought Sunday, I'm with them. So when I passed by church, it was a crime. I should have been wiser. I should have just come straight here. But I thank God they couldn't stop me. I have to be with my brother. And I have to be with my brother. And if he's my brother, you are my family. My dear family. And I'm so surprised. I saw Uncle here and his wife walking in. I said, hey, did he know I'm here? You're so welcome. He's so special to us. We come a long way. And I am honored to have even Ore here who decided to leave us. It started like a conversation telling me, you know, I'll be going to London. I thought we bind London. But London won. You're so welcome. We really love you. And Sister Tisha, we love the whole family. And what can I say about the queen of the house? Hallelujah. Clap hands for the queen of this house. She's here with us. I love her so, so much. It's very special to me. So that's why I left them there. And I came here. I came here to celebrate with you a great man of God who is humble. And who is serving the Lord. If you receive anything from the Lord today, if you get any word of the Lord, it is because of him. That's why you are seeing me. That is the truth. The Lord uses men and women. And when a man has answered the call of God and is coming and is humbly serving in this house, we have to honor him. By honoring him, we are honoring God and the grace that has remembered us. You even have your own building. Believe you me. Many, many churches are still fasting and praying for a building in our city, especially us who have come from a different continent. It's very hard for us to find buildings. I'm telling you the truth. And now you have a home, a beautiful home. That's why we are celebrating our visionary. Clap hands for him again. Is that how you celebrate your pastor here? Is that how you do it? How can soccer fans beat us? What you are celebrating is the grace of God. I'm not one of those who want to put human beings on pedestals. But when I see grace, I celebrate it. Because the grace I celebrate is the grace I will tap into. The greatness I celebrate is the greatness I will partake of. That's why I came to leave everything. So for you this morning, as I was praying, these greetings are not part of my 20 minutes. Because I'm greeting you. I'm actually greeting you. It would be rude for me to just start preaching. Just a disclaimer. Now we're entering my 20-minute zone. Hallelujah. For those who don't know me, my name is Fatima Sibanda. I am one of the ministers in this great city of Bristol. We pastor a church in Staple Hill called God's House International Center. I am a wife, a happily married wife of 34 years. And I have two amazing daughters who are serving the Lord, one in Manchester and one in London. And above all these things, I love Jesus. I was a sinner He saved me by grace. And this week, today, is third week post-Easter. So we are still in the resurrection floor. I have come to encourage you, my brothers and my sisters, that you are powerful people. Because the power that raised Christ from the dead is in you. So resurrection power is a power that Jesus released to empower you for your daily living. Every day you have power. You are not an ordinary person. You do not operate and go through life like a regular man and woman. You are not part of that. By receiving Jesus, you have entered a powerful system. A powerful system that is located in the heavens and on earth. And you have supernatural power that resides in you that makes you extraordinary in all the things that you do. You just need to awaken to the resurrection power that you carry. So Christ released that power to make you a powerhouse. As a mom, you are a powerful mother. As a wife, you are a powerful wife. As a son, you are a powerful son. Whatever sphere of life you are in, you are powerful because you carry power. And your presence makes a difference wherever you are. Never let no devil, no system, no person underestimate or undermine you, because as far as God is concerned, you are it, and there are no two of your type. You are unique by design, and Jesus saved you to position you. You are a sent one. So in the book of John, when Jesus was commissioning them, he says, John 20, 21, 22, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Then he gave them the Holy Spirit to help them. God is not expecting you to do anything without his support. The Holy Spirit is a support system for you. The Holy Spirit is a currency that you trade with in your day-to-day life to help you to be powerful, to help you to be successful, to help you to do well. So you are sent. Wherever you are positioned in any sphere of life, whether you are a teacher, whether you're an engineer, a doctor, a mom, whatever you're doing in this life, a student, a child, a nurse, anywhere you are sent. You are not just going places, you are sent. And to this location, you are also sent. What are you sent to do? To be an expression of the power of God to your community, an expression of the wisdom of God, an expression of the innovative power of God, an expression even of humility. Jesus demonstrated his power by washing the feet of others. And he told us we should love one another. So wherever you work or wherever you are not working, whenever you wake up, just know that I am sent to this day. I have been sent into this day. And I'm sent to be an expression of Jesus. And I'm sent to be an expression of intelligence and wisdom, capacity, value. I am great, because that's who you are. He sent you. And this morning, he sent you here so that you can be with your brothers and your sisters. How wonderful. Sunday is my best day, brethren. I love Sunday. I wait for it. It's my best day of the week. I love going to church. I run there. Sometimes I'm at church already by 7. But our church starts at 10. That's my favorite place ever. And I'm not allowed anything, because that's where I get my source of power. Like you charge your phone. You go and you plug it in. So Sunday is my charging day. I go and I plug into my brothers and my sisters and tap into our collective power. Church is collective power. All of us together. You bless me, I bless you. So when you miss church, you are depriving your brothers and your sisters of the power that must flow out of you to them. And you are creating a vacuum where their power must be going. Because we are family. That's why Jesus said when we are praying, we say, our Father. Collective. He didn't say, just say my Father. There's a place of my Father, but he's our Father together. So I love going to church. I have been sent. You have been sent. There are things that can only be done by you in this church. Nobody can smile your type of smile. If you say, I have nothing to give. If you say, I have nothing to give, I just start with a smile then. I just start with a smile. That just shows that all of us have something to contribute. Anyone can make a cup of tea here. If you don't know, by the end of the service, I will teach you how to make tea. All of us. There is something for all of us in our Father's house. We are all sent. Tell your neighbor, I am sent.
I am sent.
Tell them, I am sent to you.
I am sent to
be a blessing to you, to learn from you, and you to learn from me. So resurrection power is the power that has sent us. In Matthew 28, there was a commissioning there, 19 up to 20. Jesus said, now go. He started by all power. It's been given to me, heaven, but I'm giving you go. So all of us must go. Tell your brother and my sister, we must go. So where? Where? Don't just say we must go. Where are you going? Where am I going to? No, no. It's already too late. Oh, no. Where are we going? Wherever we live is our mission station. If you live in St. Anne's, that's your mission. If you live here, that's your... Anywhere you go, that's your mission station. If you are married, you are sent into that marriage. You are sent into your in-laws. If you are a mom, you are sent into your children. If you work, you are sent in that work environment. You are sent. It's not for pastors, preachers, teachers. No, every believer, you are sent. And every believer matters. And every believer is special. And every believer is empowered. So you were sent. Now, Jeremiah 1:5 tells you that before you were even conceived, God had already sent you. And then it was time for you to be born. He released you to earth. So Pastor Ben was sent to earth. All of us, we were sent to earth on a mission. And when our mission on earth is finished, we'll be called back home. That's as simple as that. So in between our being sent on our birthdays and our being called back on our death day, we must impact lives. We must show them Jesus. We must love people. We must humbly serve. We must grow. So I want to give you a quick acronym using the word pray. So the commissioning and the resurrection power with the word pray, you will remember it when you are praying. That's why I use the word pray, because I was asking the Lord, the simplest way to put this across to you that will make you remember is pray. How many of us know how to pray? Ah, surely there are more than auntie who know how to pray here. How many of us know how to pray? Hallelujah. Not by God's grace, by your willingness to pray. He already told you how to pray. Okay, those of us who don't know how to pray, we will teach you how to pray. Pastor Ben is a man of prayer. Every Thursday morning, we meet to pray as our church leaders of Bristol. And I know there are many amazing, even this service this morning, were you there during prayer meeting? If you want to know how to pray, come for prayer meeting. It's only 15 minutes, 20. Don't come when worship has started. So next Sunday, everyone who didn't raise your hand, you come for prayer, you will learn. Prayer is taught, but it's also caught. Tell your neighbor, prayer is taught, but it's also caught. So how do you catch it? You show up where they are praying. First, you can even imitate a little bit. You also say, when they say in the name of Jesus, say in the name of Jesus. With time, it will become natural for you. It's easy. It's just a simple conversation. But I had not come to do a teaching on prayer. I came to give you prayer. Pray is an acronym. But I wanted to know that I'm not saying things that will fly past you. Because if you don't know how to pray and I say pray, you will now say, what is she talking about? But what I'm happy about, next week, you will know what to pray is because you are coming. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So P is for purpose. You have a purpose. You have been sent. And no one can do what God has called you to do. Nobody. No one is better than anyone. We all must emulate Jesus. So if your purpose is computers, mine is preaching and teaching. Someone's purpose might be cooking, decorating. Any one of us, there is a reason why we are on earth. And I pray resurrection power will help you to fulfill your purpose. So post-resurrection is for you to continue to tape and remind yourself, Jesus saved me, he rose again, I'm victorious for a purpose. My purpose is my light, my shine in my family, my light, my shine to my children, to my neighborhood. I have a reason for living. So post-resurrection power is for you to walk in purpose, why you were born again. R is for responsibility. In the book of Acts 1:8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you'll be my witnesses. So the responsibility that Christ gave you after resurrection is that you may be a witness. So what is a witness? So when there is a crime scene, People who have seen what has happened have evidence of what has taken place, they are witnesses. So you are the carrier of the evidence that Jesus lives, that Jesus forgives, that Jesus heals, that Jesus delivers, that Jesus prospers. You are that witness. You carry that. And you don't carry it in your own strength. There is a power that makes you outstanding and that makes you demonstrate the love of Christ, the forgiveness of Christ, the joy of Christ. So he said there is a power. You don't just do it from nowhere. There is a power that was released. Resurrection power helps you to be a witness. Matthew 5:14 tells you you are the light. So that's being a witness. Light shines. Nobody can argue with light. Here is the light. We can't argue. It will just shine. The sun will shine. Whether anybody likes it or not, it will shine. So your responsibility is just to shine. What are you shining? You are reflecting the love of God, the mercy of God, the peace of God. You are a solution provider. This light is a solution. If we switch all these lights off, if all the electricity is not working, you won't hear me. We will now be in darkness. So when you step into a room, my brothers and my sisters, light is coming there. Amen. Where there was chaos, the moment you are, you carry a presence. You carry it. Walk confidently, knowing that as long as I'm there, there will be no chaos. Why? I'm a carrier of the power of God, the wisdom of God. I'm here to serve and help others to know the light. So darkness cannot celebrate itself when you are there, because even if it's a birthday candle, if we switch it on in a dark room, you can spot it. You can spot this. That's why some singers say, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, you're gonna let it. It's you. It's you who lets it shine. He says it's little. It's good to start little candle level, baby one. But it must not remain the baby candle. It has to grow until it shines. That's why it says the pathway of the just gets what? Brighter and brighter and brighter. Even your pathway in the name of Jesus will grow brighter and brighter. Your capacity will grow and grow. Your business will grow. Your family will grow. Everything you touch is going to grow. You have the DNA of growth by being a child of God who has resurrection power. A is activate, moving power. Activate it. There are some things. This is not your sum total. The you I'm seeing now is not all of you. It's part of you. It's just a chapter of the book of your life. It's not the whole book. So what people have tested, the best of you now is not all of you now. You still have capacity. The only room I had that cannot be filled in life is the room of improvement. So you are evolving. Tell your brother and your sister, I am evolving. The vision you are seeing now is not my latest vision. I am still imaging. I am still being reinvented. All of us here, this is not the sum total of all of God's potential. So you activate it. That's why James put it this way. James said, faith without works is dead. So there are works with your name on them, my brothers and my sister, as an individual, as a married couple, as a family, and as a collective body of Christ here. There are works for you all. So we are going to activate them together as we grow, as we come to church, as we pray, as we serve one another, as we love one another. Yes? So you activate those things. In Mark 16:17, we are told these signs will accompany those who believe. What would they do? They will lay hands on the sick will recover. All of you here can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's activated. How do you activate it? You are a city of faith. This tabernacle is of faith. Use that faith. You are not the healer. Try it. You are not the healer. It is God. If they are not healed, it's not your problem. You do what the scriptures are saying and let God do the rest. You activate it by being in the company of those who are doing it. Saul also was found prophesying too. Say, even so. Even you can do what they are doing. Because God has no favorites. You just have to tap into his power, have faith, and pray. Activate, say, Father, if there are any potentials that are still dormant, connect me to those who can steer these gifts up. Lead me to those places, whether it's a book, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a mentor. There are people God can use to activate certain things. May the Lord give you the grace to gravitate towards them. So resurrection power is for you to activate the things that you should go. Say, Lord, I want to move to my next level. I've done this level. I'm tired of it. It's time for me to move on from where I was. I'm moving on in my prayer life, in my giving, in my tithing, in my coming to church, in my serving. I am moving forward. I'm not remaining stagnant. Activate it. And we see you activate with what you have. God is not interested in fakeness. God does not want us to be like sausages. We are unique individuals. He wants us to walk in unity, but not in uniformity. I don't have to copy anybody. Be yourself. I don't have to copy and paste somebody's culture, somebody's dressing, somebody's food. No, I am me. I can learn from others while becoming the woman God wants me to be, the man God wants you to be. So in Acts 3:6, when we see, you know, our Peter, the one who once said, I don't know Jesus. Do we know him? The one who says, by a little girl said, you are a suspect. You were with him. What did he say? I don't know him. Three times, isn't it? But look, when he was in the wrong company, when he allowed fears and insecurities, when he was comparing himself with those he's sitting with and wanting to fit in, he denied Jesus. But when the power, resurrection power, hit him, and when he was activated, when he saw his mistake and chose to walk away from it, what did he do? The Bible says he preached. The same person is now saying, oh, you people, hear me today. This Jesus who you crucified, you did something, but you also denied him, my brother. You did it. So that means where I am is not my final destination. Whatever your weaknesses and your struggles and your shortfalls, don't identify your life with those because you will grow out of them. The grace that we received to overcome our own weaknesses. Some of us, you can never tempt me with alcohol. You can never. I conquered that area. You cannot tempt me with cigarettes. You can't. But you could tempt me with oxtail, even if I'm full. You could tempt me with gluttony. It's still a sin. I've not conquered some things. I'm telling you right now. I haven't. But there are areas I have conquered. So I want to tell you, my brothers and my sisters, whatever is still unconquered land, don't think it will not be conquered. Keep showing up, keep moving. This man who said this in Acts 3:6, he has activated his faith now. He has rerouted his life. He has postured his heart towards Christ. Now he's saying, hey, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I'm giving you. To the man who sat at the beautiful gate with nothing beautiful in his life, Peter is bringing back beauty and lifting the man up and saying, this is what I have, such as I have. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is expecting you to give such as you have. What you don't have, you don't have. And it's okay not to have certain things. Nobody has everything. But such as you have. So you, what you have, where is it? Where are you using it? Here in the church, if you missed on Sunday, would we feel it that you are not here? Would we feel it? Where you work, if you were no longer there, would they feel it? Your children, when you have left, would they feel it? What's your impact? I have come to stir you up and say, you have an impact. You have something to give. Such as you have, don't despise what you have. Give it. Use what you have. Peter gave what he had. And what did this result in? A man walking, leaping, praising God. I pray for all of you that you will be people God is going to use for someone to walk, to leap, and to praise the Lord. That before they sleep, they'll be thanking God with your name in their mouth. That if it were not of that woman, if it were not of her, I would not know where to buy nice wigs. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If it were not of that person, there are people thanking me, God, for school fees that I've been sending, educating them. They are there. There are people who can thank God for you that if she didn't help me to fill in these forms, I would not be a citizen of this country. I would not have been educated. There are small, small things that Pastor Ben can say, if you're not of these people, we will not have a clean church. We will not have praise and worship. We will not have musicians. We will not have people cleaning. We will not have this. There is something, my brothers and my sisters, don't just despise it. Such as you have, tell your neighbor, such as you have, give it. You have something special. No two gifts are the same. Yes? And finally, so we have purpose, responsibility, activate, and finally, why is yield in our prayer words. That is surrender to God. Live a surrendered life, my brothers and my sister. Romans 1 says, offer your body as a living sacrifice. Galatians 5:16 will say, walk by the Spirit. So my brothers and my sisters, every day, present yourself to God. When you wake up, present yourself to God. One day we woke up and we were just chatting, my husband and I, we were chatting. First of all, when we wake up, it's good morning, we greet each other. Of course, it's rude not to greet a person who's sleeping next to you. So you couples, first greet each other. Praise the Lord. We greet each other. After greeting each other, I realized, we're now chatting, we're continuing. I said, honey, look at us. We're now chatting deep into conversation before we greet the one who gave us life. Before we greet the Lord, we are now going on and planning our day. So we stopped. What am I saying? Yield to God first. Daily, present yourself. You know, in school, long back when we were in school, when we went there, they had a register. They call your name. They wanted you to say present. So they'll say, Fatima, present. Dorcas, present. Ruth, present. Were they not seeing we are present? How are you calling us if we are absent? Only now I'm thinking, what a silly thing. They were seeing us. So you, my brothers and my sisters, even if God is seeing you, at school you were having your tutor mark you and you say you are present. Tell the Lord, present when you wake up. I am present, even if he gave you life. And thank you. That's the starting point. Thank you. Yield. Yield your mind. Yield your body. Yield your thoughts. Yield your children. To yield, you surrender. A person who yields everything to God has great yields in life. That is fruitfulness. That is harvest. When you yield to God. The songs we were talking about this morning, they were for yielding. They were saying, I give you everything. They were saying, I give even my crowns. What are my crowns? My achievements. I lay it all. So I want you to be a people who yield everything to God. Even the road is yield sign. You don't just say, I am going. You don't always have the right of way. You will die having the right of way if you don't yield. So let's yield to God. When you have challenges, talk to God, yield, and allow him to give you the wisdom of how to navigate life. So collectively, as a church, we are going to pray. We are going to be people of purpose. We are going to take responsibility for our church, for our lives, for our spiritual growth. Don't say, I'm not growing in this church. I'm not growing. You're not a baby to be fed. Church, you are only here for 3 hours. The rest of the week, you eat there, and we come and consolidate what you are eating. All of us are growing together this year. All of us will be responsible for our lives, our health, our habits, our family life, our marriages. We are going to be responsible people. And then all of us are going to activate certain things in our lives. We are not going to cap ourselves and put a ceiling. Even the sky is not a limit because we are going into eternity. We will keep developing ourselves, polishing our skills, loving one another, encouraging each other in our faith, and serving our community. And finally, we together are going to be a powerful force in this hall of fish ponds. We are a light to fish ponds. In the upper room, they started there, but they didn't end there. Here in fish pond, we might start here, but we're not finishing here. We are spreading. Branches will come out of us. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I am going to pray over your lives. And I declare over your lives in the name of Jesus Christ that the Lord will increase you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will protect you. The Lord will use you. And I pray over your lives in the name of Jesus that where you were silent, where you were scared, you begin to speak. Where you were stagnant, you begin to make progress. Where you were hesitating, there will be clarity. The Lord will use your hands for healing. The Lord will use your mouth for wisdom. His power will flow through your life. You receive fresh fire. You will walk in boldness. You are a post-resurrection person. Therefore, you are a powerful person. God bless you.